this story. We're in the forest. Just imagine you're a tiger in the jungle. It's talking about Gauranga Mahaprabhu's passage through Jarikhand Forest on his way to Vrindavan with his Brahmin servant, Balabhadra Bhattacharya. And we heard yesterday there was a tiger lying on the path, in the middle of the footpath that Gauranga was walking on. And then he just kicked it with his foot. It didn't say touch, it just said, it says touch, not kicked. Touch, Lagila. Lagila, he touched the tiger with his feet. And the tiger immediately started chanting the name of Krishna. And we, in case you forgot, then some elephants were bathing while Lord Gauranga was bathing and chanting his Gayatri. Then he splashed water on the elephants, and then they started chanting also, and dancing also, dancing elephants, chanting elephants. This is text 34. Pate jaite kare prabhu ucha sankirtan madhura kanta dwani shune aise mrigigan. Sometimes Mahaprabhu chanted very loudly while passing through the jungle. Hearing his sweet voice, all the deer came near him. His madhura kanta dwani, madhura kanta dwani, Madhurya Purushottam Sri Krishna, Leela Purushottam, he also has Madhura Kant. But his Madhura Kant, from that beautiful sweet sound emanating from his throat, that beautiful vibration, it passes through the holes of his Murali and Vamshi and creates some beautiful music, a musical arrangement with his flute, Vamshi Gan, Vamshi Gita, Venugit, the song of the flute, Venugit. And there's one Gita in the 10th canto of Venugita. So that when a deer, when Krishna is playing that flute and a deer hear him, they become very enchanted and attracted. They immediately run there to be with him. And the same thing's happening. Gauranga is not playing the flute. He's just simply singing Madhur Nam. Madhur Nam Sankirtan Ki Jai. Dahine Vame Dwani. Dahine vame dwani shuni jaya prabhu sange prabhu tara ange muche shloka padarange. Hearing Gauranga's great vibration, the deer followed him left and right. While reciting a verse with great curiosity, Gauranga petted them. He recited a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Interestingly enough, this verse is from the Venugita itself. Because having this experience with the mriga, it means deer, then I suppose, obviously, he was reminded of his previous, his simultaneous form as Sri Krishna in Vrindavan, Vrindavan Sri Krishna, Govinda, Gopinath. And then he recited a verse which describes the same phenomenon or the same event or the same Leela, where Krishna is interacting with the does or deer, which I mentioned before, in the 10th canto in Venugita, which the gopis glorify. So in Radhabhav, the gopis who were chanting this, maybe even Radharani chanted this particular shloka of Venugita, but it's here. Danya Smamuda Matayopi Harinya Eta Yananda Nandanamupata Vichitravesham Akarnya Venu Ranitam Saha Krishna Sara Pujam Dadur Virachitam Pranayavaloke. The gopis were speaking to each other. Blessed are all these foolish deer because they have approached Nanda Nandan, who is gorgeously dressed and is playing on his flute. Indeed, both the does and the bucks, male and female deer, worship Krishna with looks of love and affection. So that's a type of puja. We heard that earlier, that maybe Radharas Sudaniti, the gopis were offering the artik with their eyes. Their eyes were orbiting around Krishna's form in a circular way. And the fuel, the ghee for that fire, that deepam, that ghee that was fueling the lamp of their prema, Pradeep, was their love, their anurag, the ras, anurag ras in their hearts was supplying the fuel, and the flame was their eyes, and their eyes were dancing, being propelled and moved by the nourishment of that ghee they were drawing from the heart, their hearts, and they were offering those, that artik, they were performing artik with their eyes, which are obviously also full of. It says pujam dadur virachitam pranayavaloke. Avaloke means eyes. Pranaya means it's translated affectionate glances, but it's a very, of course, snehaman pranaya rag. Snehaman pranaya rag on a rag like this. Snehaman pranaya. It's a very specific expression of prema, the pranaya, where your heart is one with the pran, with the life force of the beloved. There's no separation. Whatever Krishna feels in his heart, immediately the gopis feel in their heart. So the manjris, Radharani's Nitya Sakhis, manjris, they have pranaya, Radha pranaya. They have, there's Krishna prem, pranaya, pranaya, Krishna prem. But they have Radha prem, Radha pranaya. So whatever Radharani feels in her heart, her palyadasis, her palyadasi kinkaris, her surrendered, tenderly protected, loving maidservants, her palyadasis, they also immediately feel that sensation, those sentiments, rising or falling of those sentiments in Radharani's heart. Even if they're collected or they're moving somewhere, engaged in some service 40 kilometers away. Radharani's in Yavat, and Jatila, the old witch named Jatila. So that old witch Jatila was restraining Radha from moving out of the house, and even said, "You won't go anymore to do Surya Puja, so forget it." And she was feeling so much distress. She was burning in such separation that she felt her body was so much heated. She felt she was being bitten by 1,000 black cobras. The venomous poison of that separation was so intense. So then she started crying great longing, utkantita, great longing to be with Shyam. These were in Vrindavan, picking some special flowers that grow there. They're called Vrindavan flower. They sell this incense called Vrindavan flower. Some specially fragrant flowers. Roses are growing all over Vrindavan, and Radhakund, Govardhan, etc. And they're also growing in Vrindavan proper, the forest, the actual municipality of Vrindavan. They were, I don't know now, everything, all the gardens are washed away with a flood or something, which was a kind of sad news. They were buying all their flowers from Mathura for some time, but they had all this land where they're right opposite Madan Mohan Temple on the Prikamarg in Vrindavan Prikamarg. There's so many bagichas and gardens there, and they're growing roses there. And as anyone has a sensitive sense of smell, and he can easily perceive the difference between a Vrindavan rose and a Radhakund rose. So having that experience and remembering it distinctly, I'm always praying to my roses. Bhakta Rose, Bhakta Gulab, Brother Gulab, Brother Rose. Oh, Brother Rose, please make something nice for Radha's nose. Oh, Brother Rose, make something nice for Radha's nose. Which means a beautiful sugandhi, beautiful fragrance. And I said, listen, you have some stiff competition with the Yamuna roses grown in Yamuna Bank in Vrindavan. So, are you going to be outdone by Krishna's roses, Madan Mohan's roses? No, you're Radharani's roses. You're specifically being grown for Radharani's nose. So I'm preaching to them and praying to them. And slowly, actually, they're responding. They're getting sweeter. Or maybe my sense of smell is getting, diminishing. So that's why the Samundris were there in Vrindavan. They were picking these special roses to make some garland for Radharani to give to Shyam if she gets out at night to meet him. So as soon as that Radharani was crying in such anguish as a result of that intense burning snake poison of separation from Kaliyadamana. There's Kaliyadamana who vanquishes the snakes. He vanquishes the snakes, but that same snake venom is burning Radharani. The Viraha Vish, the snake venom of separation from Shyam. Shyam Viraha Vish. Interesting paradox. That he who cures that separation, his name is Kaliya. Kaliya, Kaliyadaman, the vanquisher of Kaliya. He who cures the separation, and he who creates the snake bite effect of separation. Interesting name. So when Radharani's crying in her eagerness of Utkantita, praying to all the gods, praying to Suryadev, and to their Ishtadev, their family Ishtadev is Gauri. Gauri is the Ishtadev of her in-laws. You get married to some family, they're Shaivites, then the wife will be engaged in Linga Puja, Shiva Puja, in the mandir of those people in their house or going on Monday, etc. because of her relationship by marriage. So when Radharani was married, and then this Gauri, she was worshipping, Chandravali is worshipping Gauri. But Gauri, there's a temple of Kali in Yavit, and Radharani was also worshipping there. There's a pastime there. So similarly, it was like that. So when Radharani felt that, then the gopis also, the mantris also felt. They started crying. Oh, Radharani's crying, we're crying. So this is how they identify directly. There's more description of it. This is his Ban Bihar. Hena Kali Vyagra Tata Aila Panchasat Vyagra Mrigi Mili Chake Mahaprabhur Sat Deki Mahaprabhur Brindavana Smriti Haila Brindavana Guna Varnan Shokala Parila Jatranai Sarga Durvaire Sahasan Nimrigadaya Mitra Anji Ani Vajitva Vasa Drutavrut Tarashan Adikam. Some verses. Mahaprabhu is passing through the jungle, five or seven tigers joining the deer. The tigers began to follow the Lord. The predator and his food. The predator and his food are living side by side by the mercy of Gauranga. So, we also have, we're being stalked, stalked by the tiger of our own desires. The tender deer of our desire to serve Krishna, always attacked by a tiger. But if Gauranga's mercy comes upon us, then those desires will be turned into spiritual desires. And then the deer of our desire will be transcendental, no effect or danger from any tiger. So they become friends. Enemies became friends. That's what happens. Our bad qualities, which are our enemies, when they get they become our friends if we use them in Krishna's service. So the deer are the lions are not the friends of the deer, they're the enemies. So Bhakti Sanatana explains how our enemies can become our friends. Anyone knows how that works? The tiger is an enemy of the deer, and by associating with the Prabhava and mercy of Gauranga, then the tiger and deer became fast friends and are walking side by side. An hour later, he has a deer inside his belly. The tiger has a deer inside his belly, which he had for lunch at 12. Now it's 3 in the afternoon. Now that he's contacted Gauranga, he's walking side by side with his lunch. you know, you can say it was resurrection. It was a Christian deer. Got resurrected from the dead. So this is an so Bhaktisiddhanta explains how our worst enemies can become our best friends. How is that? I'll give you an example. You've heard of greed? Crowed. You have any? How about you? Big time? Yes. So then he says, this is our enemy. Greed's our enemy. Ari, our enemy. So how to make greed our friend? So we should become greedy to hear Hari Katha. Use that greed for money, greed for enjoyment. I should be greedy to hear. I have to hear this class and that class. So that greed is being fully satisfied for the month of Kartik and the banks of Radhakund. So all the Bengalis, they go from class to class to class. There's four different classes sequentially in Radhakund. Three to four in the afternoon, four to five to six to seven. Then there's a break for rice and sabji and all the things they eat. And then 7 to 8 is a break. And then 8 to 9, there's another class. And different locations are the same because, you know, nobody's different speaker is the same location. So 4 or 5 classes throughout the day, every day, if you know Bengali. So this is a great way to use your greed. Imagine we had 5 English classes a day. You know, 12 to 1 class by Radhanath Swami, 1 to 2 class by Danadhar Swami, 2 to 3 by Shiva Ramaraj. You know, it's like they have these seminars, I think, in Mayapur like that, one class after the other. So there they are. So now, see, and Lord Chaitanya is in Naralila, so they're following, and when he saw them, he remembered the land of Vrindavan. And then he began to recite another verse. This is 10th canto, chapter 13:60, which I recited. He remembered Vrindavan and recited a verse describing the transcendental quality of Vrindavan. Vrindavan is a transcendental abode of Krishna. There's no hunger, anger, or thirst there. Though naturally inimical, human beings and fierce tigers and animals live together in transcendental friendship. So, what's an example in recent history of, although naturally inimical, human beings and fierce animals live together in transcendental friendship? What's an example in recent history of ferocious animals living in friendship with Brijbasis? So in Manasa Pavan Ghat, on the north bank of Shamakund, which may be I think that's Subal's grove. He's in charge of that, or he gave it to one Sakhi, whom I can't remember just now. But in Manasa Pavan Ghat, there are kutirs there of Das Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and he goes for every day to bathe there, Manasa Pavan Ghat. And he was enchanting there and meditating on Astakali Leela and his Siddhadeya as Rati Manjari. And he was absorbed in Leela Pravesh in a sporty. And two tigers came, male and female tiger came, to drink some water from Shamakund. And they walked on either side of him and they drank and they walked away. Friendship, transcendental friendship, a tiger and a man. Unusual. So this is a special quality of Vrindavan, is that enemies can live together. So this is how we can use our tiger-like enemies. How do we have one tiger-like enemy? We can turn a tiger-like enemy within us, who's ordinarily an enemy, we can turn that tiger into create transcendental friendship with that tiger. And one tiger is greed, which we explained, by being greedy to hear Hari Katha. Another transcendental, inimical tiger within us is lust. So we can we can make lust that tiger-like, all-devouring enemy of lust, we can make lust turn him into a friend, like the deer and the tiger walking side by side, friend, two enemies, natural enemies, due to the presence of Garunga and Jarikan forest. So he said we can use lust by being very lusty to take Ma Prasadam. So that's a nice, and so we, that's a great way to dovetail our intense attraction for tasting. Be lusty to taste Krishna Adhara Amrita, Radha Adhara Amrita, the nectar of the lips of Krishna contained within the prasadam, which is mixed with Krishna's phala. Phala means saliva, because his saliva is full of rasa, nectar. Krishna Krishna kaha kari prabhu jabe bhalila Krishna kahi vyagra mriga nachite lagila. Mahaprabhu said, Bolo Krishna, chant Krishna Krishna. And the tigers and deer began to chant Krishna Krishna. Nache kunde vyagragan mrigigan sange bala badra bhattacharya dekiya purava ronge. When all the tigers and does danced and jumped, Balabhadra saw them and he was struck with wonder. Apoorva deki bap, re bap. Bap, bap. Wah, wah. Let me say wah. Wah, wah. What's happening? Unusual sight. Apoorva range with great wonder. Vyagra mriga anyonye kare alingana mukhe mukha diya kare anyonye chumban. Not only that, the tiger and deers were dancing and chanting. If that's not enough to completely stupefy your intelligence, go to any zoo in the world, you'll never see that. You can go to San Diego to the marine park and see dancing dolphins. Dolphins will go in the water like this. They go under in the swimming pool, going real fast, and then they come up like that, and then they dance on their tail fin, ta 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 ta, make sound, make this little sound. So dancing dolphins, but dancing tigers in a zoo in Moscow, I never saw. So he was struck with wonder. So if that's not enough, then what happened is they started kissing. Horibo, muke muke. So those enemies which we are running from, we are running from greed and anger and lust and envy and trying so desperately to control them. In the future, those tiger-like enemies, we will kiss them. Oh, my greed has become my dear friend. Oh, I'm so greedy to hear Hari Katha. I'm really greedy. I listen to tapes and I take rest. I put a tape in my ear and I wake up and it's still playing. And you know, you have a CD player and it plays for 30 hours. You know, or maybe you sleep for 30 hours. Depends. But when you, usually when you wake up, it's still playing. and then you say, wow. And then you look at what track it's on. Oh, I missed a lot of lectures. I really slept through those Bhagavatam classes. Literally, I was 10 classes. I heard the first one and for 6 hours, I missed 6 Bhagavatam classes. I'm on the 7th track. I don't know if anyone's that fanatical about hearing, but we were. When we first joined '75, we were selling Prabhupada's books on the street, listening to tapes all day with a tape player and those funny cassette things, you know, little thing, with an earplug coming up in the back of my shirt in my ear. People say, oh, you're so young. You're only 24. You have a hearing problem? Yeah, I was in a rock and roll band. And my ears went bad. Oh, that's too bad. You know, that's music's terrible. You know, you go. So I'm just listening to Prabhupada. Prabhupada would say a line on the tape, and almost like a robot, I would say. He would say, we should not waste our human life. Human life is meant for self-realization. So I'm showing the Bhagavatam. He says, listen, Mr. Smith, we should not waste our human form of life. Human life is meant for self-realization. You say, wow, that's really profound. That's really deep. Philosophy, that makes me think, you know. What? And I say, where did you hear that? I heard it directly from my guru. In fact, I'm hearing him right now. And I don't know why, but there was 20 men on the Sankirtan party. I'm the only one who was doing that. Everyone thought I was cracked. Of course, I can't argue that point. But somehow it paid off, and I'm glad I was so fanatical. From the beginning, I was just really fanatical to hear from Prabhupada. And still now, after 36 years, I'm still fanatical. So this is dovetailing our greed. Hearing Harikata. So the servant is going wild. He said, this is the most amazing zoo performance I've ever seen. Live time, right in the wild setting, not even a cage. There's no cages here. It's open, natural setting zoo. You just look at it, stand at a big fence, and it's all rolling plains, and you see tigers here and there. Radhi, radhi. So the... now listen to this. Kotuka dekhiya prabhu hasite lagila tasabhake tahan chari age chali gela. When Mahaprabhu saw all this fun, this is fun. You should dance with a tiger. Come on, Baba. It's a nice thing, you know. I think on that note we'll stop.